Yeah, so for the last couple of years, we've done what our blue baggers wanted us to do, which is go to the draft. Now we don't want to have so many changes. We want to bed down and consolidate, build synergy with this group, build really strong relationships together, and really there's no ceiling on it. It's a young group, but it's really exciting. So we're going to put no ceiling on it. We want to grow. Yeah, so for the last couple of years, we've done what our blue baggers wanted us to do, which is go to the draft. Now we don't want to have so many changes. We want to bed down and consolidate, build synergy with this group, build really strong relationships together, and really there's no ceiling on it. It's a young group, but it's really exciting. So we're going to put no ceiling on it. We want to grow. Oh yeah, there's some guys there we've got to respect.
A little bit of Brendan Bolton, the coach of the Blues. We're going to talk Blues for the next 10 or so minutes. Jimmy Bartel, Caroline Wilson and myself have been joined by Kane Little, the CEO of the Carlton Football Club. Welcome to you, Kane. Great to have you here at our outside broadcast area outside the MCG.
Thanks, Dwayne. Appreciate it.
You seem to be on the right path. It appears as if you've taken some pretty good steps in the last 12 months.
Yeah, certainly. We definitely think we're on the right path. I mean, I've only been there for 4 months, but the plan was a few years ago to go to three drafts, and we've done that. And from what I can see already, I think we've done a pretty good job of that. We've got some really good, exciting players in. We've got a great coach. As everyone would be aware, we've got a massive supporter base, and clearly one of the key priorities as we move forward is how we can convert more of those supporters into members.
It must be with mixed emotions. You come to the MCG tonight. You were at Richmond for how many years?
I was there for 8 years, Caro.
For 8 years, and an enormous job done in terms of membership and marketing and all the various agreements you built up. You were brought to Carlton in the recognition that they struggled in those areas, certainly in terms of membership and also with key partnerships. What progress have you made there so far? Is there anything you can tell us?
Yeah, well, look, from a membership perspective, we're tracking about 4,000 members up year on year. And what that says to me is that our supporters and our members are happy with the direction we're headed. On top of that, we've been able to sign La Trobe University, who we had on a rolling one-year partnership, to a five-year partnership. They'll now appear on our shorts, on our playing shorts. And we're looking at a whole range of educational opportunities to roll out with La Trobe at Icon Park into the future. In actual fact, just about 15 minutes ago, we signed off another major deal for the club with Credit Union Australia. So CUA is the biggest member-owned financial institution in the country. They're based up in Queensland and really keen to grow in Melbourne. So we're really proud that they chose us to partner with. So everyone will now see CUA on our backdrop, and they'll also be co-majors of our Carlton in Business program. Even more importantly is I've had my mortgages with them for the last 18 years and also my health insurance, so surely next time I go to the dentist I might get a better rebate.
It's been, looking at these two clubs, and you've also done a deal with Richmond in terms of gate sharing, depending on if there's two games each year, which is terrific. You've watched how Richmond have grown with not a huge amount of on-field success up until last year. Why has Carlton not been able to keep up in terms of members? Because Carlton did play finals in many of those years that Richmond were in the wilderness.
Yeah, look, it's an interesting question. You've got to give Brendan Gale and the board a lot of credit. You know, when he arrived 8 years ago, I remember him saying, we're going to put the member at the heart of this club and the centre of every decision we make. And to his credit and to Richmond's credit, they did that. And they were able to grow even when they weren't winning. The thing with Richmond is though they've had a period of sustained success. You know, everyone thinks back to 2016, but there was 3 years prior making the finals. There was one ordinary year and then a premiership. Carlton haven't had that extended period of sustained success, and the reality is that the clubs that have grown significantly, Richmond, Hawthorn, Collingwood, have sort of had that. And I mean, last time Carlton won a premiership, it was either an 11-game membership or a reserve seat. That's really all you had to buy. You know, there's a whole range of memberships now, you know, with non-access and three-game members. We just haven't had that period to capitalise on that. But, you know, as our on-field continues to improve, you know, we're really, really confident that as the sentiment improves, we can convert these supporters into members. And we're really, really ambitious about our membership targets over the next few years.
We're talking to the new Carlton CEO, Kane Little, on the eve of the Richmond, less than an hour to go, to the flag unfurling of Richmond, Kane, Jimmy Bartel.
Kane, as the CEO of a big football club, is it more commercial these days, where previously, going back a few years, the CEO would be involved in the football department, the coaching staff? Is it strictly commercial these days?
Yeah, look, I think nowadays you've really got experts in those areas sitting on your executive team. So it's really about getting the balance right of not wanting to interfere too much, but being able to assist and support. We've got Andrew Mackay, premiership player, been at our club a long time. He doesn't really need me interfering in footy. And I think nowadays the coaches take on a much broader responsibility across the club. And they can sort of do that because they have 4 to 5 assistants, which gives them flexibility to be able to move a little bit away from purely the on-field stuff. So, you know, in Andrew Mackay and Brendan Bolton, we've got some really good people in that area. That means I don't have to do too much down there.
So how much role did you play in the sacking of the coach this week, the women's coach?
Look, we came to a mutual decision with Damien that we hadn't performed how we wanted this year. He hadn't performed how he wanted this year. And we came to the decision amicably and mutually that it was time to go separate ways. And as a result, we're now in the market to find the very best AFLW coach we can to develop our female talent. And it's an area of our club we're really excited about. And as everyone would be aware, we're just about to roll out a VFLW team as well, who'll kick off in the next month.
Have you got candidates for the new coach?
I'm not sure we've got any candidates as yet. As I said, we're going to go out to market, and we want to find the very best coach to come in and coach our girls.
Icon Park has almost become the home of women's football. The ideal world for you, would you like the opportunity to at least play one AFL game back at Icon Park against, call it the lowest attended interstate club?
Yeah, I think the romance of playing at Icon Park is there, but there's realities. And ultimately, we want to be averaging 50,000 people to our home games. Now that's going to be made very difficult if we allow one of them to only be at 20,000 people. We've got a great deal now with Etihad Stadium that the AFL have supported us in developing. We've got a great arrangement with Stuart Fox here at the MCG, and we're really committed that this is where we'll be playing our games. And with the size of our supporter base, as I said, we expect to be averaging 50,000 crowds. So they just wouldn't fit into Icon Park, and we'd hate to think that Carlton supporters can't get into our games.
So you've just re-signed Paddy Dow, which is great news for the club. At what stage will you make a further commitment to Brendan Bolton?
Yeah, Brendan's on an employment agreement, which he's been on since he started. It is a unique arrangement, I acknowledge that. And you know, I came in and found it a little strange because I wasn't used to that, but it works. Brendan's happy, Tom Petroro's happy, we're really happy. Brendan doesn't have an expiry date on his contract. We see him as the long-term coach of our club. We think he's doing an outstanding job. And, you know, while it continues to work, that's what we'll continue to roll with.
Kane, you must be pleased that Steve Hocking allowed Sam Doherty to sit on the bench and, I guess, develop himself as a coach.
Yeah, we are. Steve Hocking's an outstanding administrator, and he's very in tune with the game and the needs of players. So when you've got an outstanding player who's out for the whole year who wants to be involved, why wouldn't we try and find a way to keep him involved? You know, I can guarantee you right now, Sam Doherty will be a coach one day. Yeah, he's great at it. He's a great leader. So why not put the development into him, let him put his mind to something and keep him focused on something while he's injured? So full credit to Steve and the AFL for being flexible and allowing that to happen.
And Icon Park is going to be redeveloped, is it, or not?
Well, we hope so. We're going to need support for that, Dwayne, at all levels of government. We want to turn Icon Park into the home of AFLW. We think it's the perfect size. The maximum crowd that you're probably going to get right now at a women's game is in the 15 to 20 range. You drop that into Etihad and you really lose the atmosphere.
It needs a complete revamp, though, doesn't it? The grandstands are old and tired. The lights are not good enough. Yeah, so who pays for all that, and will it be done by next year's season?
Yeah, it won't be done by next year's season. We're talking to the state government, as a number of clubs are and as the AFL are. The AFL have committed that they'll support us. We expect that we'll support it as well, so we'll kick in some of our own money. But what we want to make sure is that if we're making that the home of AFLW, that it's the equal of a men's ground, and with the facilities that you'd expect to see at an elite men's facility.
Great to have you in. Thanks for joining us.
No worries.
And good luck
Thank
getting
you.
The money from the government and from the AFL, and getting the lights and everything up to scratch at Icon Park. And
well done on the new sponsor too.
Yeah, and let's hope you settle out on Saturday. What kind of crowd are you expecting Saturday for the grand final?
I think the AFL are predicting somewhere between 15 and 18. Is that right?
Yep.
Let's hope so. Thanks for your time. Kane Little, CEO of the Carlton Football Club.